بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we have previously finished the discussion on the beautiful name attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness. Today we'll begin the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-haqq. The truth. We hear in Quran Sharif this word comes. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ. A different meaning, different interpretations. This also is one of the attributes, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is haqq, the truth. Haqq refers to something which is established or definite. Haqq refers to something which is established or definite. Therefore, the first meaning of al-haqq is that being whose existence is most definite. There is no possibility of rejecting the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His presence is established. The existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a primary article which has to be acknowledged. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the unseen, but then to the attributes of Allah, the beauty of Allah, and the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prevalent everywhere. Whatever we see is happening. As we explain many a time, when you go to arrive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they teach you. They teach you how to understand the unseen, how to open your heart to the unseen. Everything you do is Allah. Every step you take is Allah. Every button you press, Allah. When you press the switch for the lights to come on, is that the switch that's doing it? Iman should say, is that the switch? Behind the switch is the qudrat of Allah. Behind the light coming on is the permission of Allah. Behind this remote of mine, I'm pressing to open the gate, is the power of Allah. And we find it sometimes, pressing, that opening, then we say, Bismillah. Hey, it opened. Why did he say in the beginning? It shows now, the weakness of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how Hazrat says to that remote doesn't open the car, it ties that opening, the gate, what do we do? Hit it a bit. That's what we need. Hit the head a little bit. Allah comes first. But just like how you hit the remote a little bit, because the connection is loose, the battery is a bit loose, so sometimes even that connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gets a bit loose. It needs a bit of heat in the path of Allah, from dakka marna. To push him out in the path of Allah, go and learn the love of Allah, the existence of Allah, yaqeen upon Allah. So when you say Allah, like how you press the remote for the gate to open, the battery now is charged. Since you press even from a distance, while the gate opens. So Banda also, when the connection is established with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he just says Allah, and he finds Allah is there. Tajidhu tujahak. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned, ihfaz illa yahfazka. To protect the commands of Allah. Protect the commands of Allah. Awamirahu wa nawahiyahu wa ahkamahu. Protect the commands of Allah. The prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, don't go with the power breaks of taqwa. Can't go further than this. You have to have the steam of the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Shabarul Haqsab rahmatullah alayhi says, you have to have the steam of the love of Allah that's in the heart. That when you want to put that power breaks of taqwa, now the steam is there. Then you will say, even the petrol tanker, even the petrol tanker has so much petrol on its back. But then the petrol tanker has to go to the filling station to fill its own tank. Even the sheikh, even the khalifa, even the murid, even the alim of deen, the mufti sahab also, the sheikh al-hadith also, can have all the knowledge. But then too, he also has to go to his sheikh. To pull his own tank. The kitab don't pull it. No kitab will say, as Hakim Sahib will say, not from kitab, not from advices that men were made. Men made men. The rijal of Allah, the men of Allah made the men of Allah. It wasn't through kitabs. The kitabs will become walking libraries, mashallah. Information centers with eye on the back. Big eye, information center. That anything you know, just ask, will give you. What's the reality inside? So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haqq, how to get this connection of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when the connection is made, so Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned, protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yahfazuka. Allah will protect you. Allah has a whole system of protection. Now Allah protects his banda, protect his health, his iman, his wealth. The whole mudakara, Allah Ta'ala will do it. Like in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khazir alayhi salatu wasalam, those two yatim, that wall is about to fall. Under the wall was kanzul lahuma, was a treasure that was buried there for the benefit of these two orphans. And وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. And the father was very pious. The forefathers were very, very, very pious. Lama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi says, possibly it was the seventh generation going up. Seventh generation going up, great, great grandfather. That was very, very pious. Had taqwa in him. So to protect the wealth of these two orphans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two anbiya alayhi salam to repair the wall. The time is not right for them, is it? Allah will take care of your dunya also. Allah said to anbiya alayhi salatu salam to protect them. So Allah Ta'ala has a system of protection. Allah will use the animal kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use the malaika to protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes the challenge is there. Not to protect the command of Allah. Look for some wedding function. I didn't know it's going to be intermingling. Now I'm stuck here. Now walk out. Protect the command of Allah. Then you will get upset. Allah getting upset. So to put the command of Allah first, yes, we don't be harsh. We don't be rough. We don't be rude. But the command of Allah is supreme. I'm the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how to establish the command of Allah? Ihfazillah. Protect the command of Allah. Protection of the command of Allah is that when I'm very comfortable and it's easy, when the challenge is there. Now protect the command of Allah. And Allah's command is directed to every limb of the body. To the ears, protect the ears, command of Allah. Protect the tongue, protect the hands, protect your nose also. To smell the fragrance. For women to leave the house with perfume is impermissible. For them to leave the house, whether they say, I'm not putting it now for somebody else to smell. I just want to smell good. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't know that you just want to smell good. Then do, he said, you're leaving the house, you don't have to smell good for yourself. Smell within the house. For the fragrance also, the clothing also, then the argument will come that I'm just saying for myself, not for other men to see me. But the reality is, men know that if you cover everything, something or the other still attracts the eye. No matter how much he may be covered. As I mentioned this also so many times clearly. He said once they were in Madinatul Munawwara, and Apa was there also, they were coming back from the Haram Sharif, going to the hotel room years ago, and there was a tailor who had a shop just near the Haram Sharif. So Hazrat says we passed the shop. So it all came to mind, I leave Apa at home and I'll surprise her maybe. So her one abaya, one cloak, whatever it is, so I'll come quietly to the tailor. After Hazrat left Apa, then he came back to the tailor, I told him quietly, I saw something for my family, for my ahliya. He says, no problem, what do you like, what design, whatever it was, Hazrat told him. So Hazrat said, I don't know the size. He says, don't worry, I saw you all passing just now, I already sized up. I saw him, that's his job. Size is his job, figure and size. And how many men also, you got a mind for figures, not the maths one, but you got a mind for it. So, men are men after all, but then the women say, we're not doing it for the men. Then do it for Allah then. Don't do it for yourself. How long now are you going to follow your own nafs? Not doing it for the men. Ma ilaq, mumilaq, kasiyat, or Hadith Sharif speaks about these terms where they may be inclined towards the men, or making the men inclined. They're dressed but undressed. Dressed and undressed. Although they may be dressed, but in reality, everything is showing still. Nothing more left to the imagination. So I'm not doing it for them, I'm doing it for myself. That too also, follow nafsi nafsi, do it for Allah. What is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Protect the command of Allah right now. Yes, within the home, you know, dress up for the husband, very good. How many a man complains? Within the home, she's shabby. As it says, the man also shouldn't be shabby at home. He should be dressing up nicely. He should have nice ether. So not to be shabby, but leaving the home, protect the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the command of Allah? That's supreme. Allah is haq, Allah is there. Allah is hazir, Allah is mawjood. La ma'buda wa la mawjooda illa Allah. There's no one worthy of worship, there's no one that is present existence in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is existing besides Allah. Allah is everything. But that yaqeen to come, that is why this da'wah is to be given about Allah. We have to listen, we have to speak, we have to listen, we have to speak, we have to listen, we have to speak. To speak to the children, speak to the family, till it comes into my own life, my own heart. And how I know it's coming into my life also, I'll tell the family. When I slip, they will say, big bayan you're giving. Look at you. You were saying, Allah is Allah. Allah. Are you standing and drinking? Caught you. So, then you'll see whether really I have it. Whether I have it, the du'as will be conscious of the du'as, entering the house, leaving the house. And all these things make a person aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Ihfaz Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, because so conscious of Allah, you protect the command of Allah supreme. Zakir Sahib rahimullah will say, Jan de do. Give your life or don't break the command. Give your life or don't break the command. Ya Allah, I'll give my life also. But I won't break the command of Allah. I won't speak a lie. I won't cheat. I won't take somebody's haqq. I won't get involved in the treachery of the eyes. Ya'lamu khayinat al-a'yun. Allah knows the anki khiyanat and the bid and the secrets of the heart. Allah Ta'ala knows it. Allah knows where the eye is wandering right now. Allah is haqq. Allah is there. Allah is looking. Allah knows what I'm listening to. Allah knows what I'm looking. Allah knows what's in my heart. Allah is completely aware of it. So the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, well, you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tajidhu tujahak. Literally meaning you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. Allah is there. Allah is there and the test, as it says, the test of being conscious of Allah. When the crunch time comes, something has to happen. Person got alerted, you got scared, you got afraid. Allah came out first. Not ish, or some other word starting with SH. And all these words will come out. You mean Allah came out of the heart. At that time where he loses his senses also, but Allah came. You see how deep Allah is embedded in the heart. Otherwise, other things come out. Other words come out. And Hazrat to tell us also as students, he says, you don't know what's in a student's heart. Then he would say, you'll find when you go to the public toilets, like madrasa toilets, and there you'll find some malfuzat, if you have to use the word now, some sayings on the toilet door, toilet wall, so and so was here, and whatever, before youngsters used to write. He says, that is, one is you're exporting, one is into the pen. At the same time, you're exporting what's in your heart onto the walls. Al-ina'u tarashshahu bima fi. What's within the utensil, that will come out. Now you're sitting there, you're bored, now you're writing all F words and B words and all these things before you find on the toilet walls. I don't know about the schools now, but there's any door left. But that time, you should write on the door. You see, this is what is within you. The light is coming out of the walls, you're putting it everywhere. And then if you can't put it on the walls, and you put it on some t-shirt, and you put it on your room door somewhere, this is all. Put it in your screensaver, and you put it here, because this is what is in the heart. Then also, one is respect also. Now, Allah is in my heart, doesn't mean I put Allah my screensaver. Allah is Allah, doesn't go to your screen or your wallpaper. O Madina Munawwara, O Makkah Mukarram, and it's become so common these things. Key holders, and just mugs, O Madina Munawwara, the green dome. Now, it's become like how we go touring someplace, and you bring back one magnet and put it on the to Madina Munawwara. It's something we hold in great esteem. We don't put it on the fridge, we don't put it on the musalla. Here on the musalla also, Hazrat will say, that's respectable. Put Kaaba Sharif on the musalla, put it on the floor, oh Madina Munawwara. The best is the simple, plain musalla. That's the best. It doesn't take your attention away. In fact, the afdal, the best is alal ard, to perform salah on the ground. That is the sunnah. And then alal hasir, then a straw mat, chatai. And from there, progressively now, you get further from the sunnah. And one extreme now, memory foam. Now it's so thick, the memory foam, salah is not valid most of the time. But they say memory foam, so comfortable, increases khushu and khudu. So with the memory foam, you forget the surah you read also. You forgot the rakat. Bring salah, the memory foam. Now salah is something to connect to Allah Tabarak. It's about comfort. So the closest, now how far we are going away from the sunnah, and thinking now, we are deen. The more decoration and the more, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, deen was simple. Inna al-badadata min al-iman. Simplicity is part of iman. That's the most beautiful way, the most perfect way, and the most cost-effective way. It's a sunnah way, and this is beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So tajidu tujahak, protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. Allah will be there. When you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be there. And how many times Allah ta'ala showed us already that I was there for you, but then do I have doubt? Still not sure whether really things will happen, whether it will work out. Allah showed so many times, I did it for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq, is that being whose existence is most definite. Here Hazrat says also, how many countries in the world we haven't been there? But we heard about it. We've heard Malaysia, maybe we haven't been there. Australia, Fiji, the sun rises first on Fiji Islands. We haven't seen it, we only heard about it. But we believe it. Fiji is there. Somebody says, no, Fiji is not there. It sunk. Where you came from? Fiji is there. Australia, we haven't been there, but I know it's there. And we show the person on the map. He says, you believe them. We haven't seen it. I believe it. It's on the map. I grew up seeing it. With the world map at home, got it on the wall. I got that ball also, that globe is there. But you haven't been there. How you believe it? I believe them. You told me it's there, it's there. But Allah, you don't believe. Maybe Allah is there, but I know. The yaqeen you have on that place, you didn't go see. So much yaqeen. So much yaqeen that you believe that place is there, is existent. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the place, very quickly I forget. If I am in a place right now, that's where you are. I am in this place. It's Allah here. Let me forget already, but I am here. So that to become so strong in me that I can feel the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most definite. There is no possibility of rejecting the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And His presence is established. The existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a primary article which has to be acknowledged. There is no possibility of denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as there is no evidence which can ever prove the non-existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no evidence that Allah is not existent. As much as the atheist also wants to disbelieve and prove the non-existence of Allah. And there's so many examples. There's so many examples where the atheist lecturer was telling the students and proving the non-existence of Allah, that matter came into existence from there. It progressed and everything came into existence. There was a big bang. There was a big bang, things break, but here things came into place. Whole dunya came about, the entire thing. And he explained the entire thing, and those that understand this point are the most intelligent. Are the most intelligent. That everything just came like that into existence. So you gotta believe it, there is no creator behind it. And this is really intelligent. If you understood this point, then you are intelligent. So the student asked the teacher also, so there's no creator for it. He said, no, it was just space, empty space, and everything came into existence. And that is real intelligence. So this is what they believe. That things just happen all of a sudden like this. Whereas we believe otherwise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme creator. Allah created everything. So there's so many examples where even in Tafsir Ibn Kathir is mentioned also. Ibn Kathir says, some of the Arabs were asked, what is the evidence for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Give us some proof for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then too, this is a very, very fine point. Even arguing with somebody, or debating with somebody, or just speaking. And you tell someone that, give me proof of the existence of Allah. He says, don't even ask that question. Don't even ask that question. Give me proof for the... We believe without proof. We believe. So sometimes in debate, say, give me proof. Oh, just speaking like that. He says, be careful. I believe I don't need your proof also. I believe in Allah without any proof. Because everywhere you see, you yourself are the proof of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That everything you see, doesn't mean if you see it, you believe it. Like how that same scientist says, that what you see, that's how... That is haqq and that is different. You can see it and you gotta believe it. If you can't see it, you can't believe it. If you can't see it, you can't believe it. It's false and it's batil. The student says, now I understand, sir. I can't see your brains. I can imagine now how intelligent you are. You don't have it. You don't have brains. That's why you're talking like this. If you had real brains, then you won't talk like this. But this is really intelligence to believe. So, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions the riwayat. That the Arabs were asked, what is the existence or the evidence for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They said, subhanallah, the camel's dung testifies to the existence of the camel. You go in the desert and you find camel dung, what it will tell you? There was a camel here. And it's ma'kul, it's logical. It can't be that he fell from somewhere, okay, from underground. The camel passed here. But you can't see the camel. But you see, no, definitely a camel passed here. Because I see the dung of the camel. And the track testifies, the tracks of the camel testify to the fact that somebody's footprints, to the fact that someone was walking. A sky that holds the stars, a land that has roads, and a sea that has waves. Does not all this testify to the existence of the subtle, knowledgeable Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All this. Whatever I look around me, Allah did this, Allah did this, Allah did that. Now they prove through science and geography, as I say, science is good, but learn science. But learn science because science teaches you the working of Allah. How Allah ta'ala does it, subhanallah. Everything goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. So this reality and truth has to come within the heart that Allah is haqq, Allah is the truth. And to become conscious of this, to become conscious of this. But nowadays the mind is so busy. It's so busy with the cell phone, even driving time also. With the cell phone, the family time also. There's no time, you've got tasbih on the finger. The tasbih is there, but there's no connection. The connection is not coming. Then Hazrat says, at least in the 100 you read, at least 5 you thought of Allah. Slowly the connection will increase. Then I became conscious, I became aware that I was unaware. Subhanallah. So that too now Allah says, you became aware. So at least that must come. That in the whole effort of tazkiyah, da'wah and tabligh also, ulama say to become conscious of the qabr and akhirat and my deen. Whether deen will come, or at least I'm conscious that I have to make fikr for my deen. That's already the first step to success. How many person doesn't even realize this? That this worldly life Allah has given, this worldly life that we are passing through right now, Allah has given this life to prepare for the qabr. Not to prepare dunya for dunya. It's actually, this place is a place to prepare for my qabr and akhirat. And how many times in a day we remember this? We just forgot. I just got to make it today. I got to work, and it's just for today. But the reality is, what is the day for? The day for, is it to make the day, to pass the day, or just to make my life, or just to plan my future for my children? Allah gave the day to prepare for your qabr and akhirat. Now how many billions of Muslims in the world don't realize this? How many don't realize it? What our life is for, what's it about? And how to make my akhirat, how to make my day? So Allah Ta'ala give us his yaqeen upon the zat and the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with our kitab, evil glances. Evil glances and love affairs. The harms and the cures. So the eyes is a great amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to use the eye, to learn. How to use the eye, where to use the eye. And through the eyes to get the ma'rifat of Allah. Every limb of the body is a command of Allah. Every limb of the body is commanded to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to learn to make the dhikr of the eyes, dhikr of the tongue, dhikr of the ears. And for a believer, he don't say music to my ears. He says, the dhikr to my ears. It's like dhikr to my ears. I love to hear the dhikr of Allah. The praise of Allah. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this great amanat Allah has used, a person can use it to gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how the Arab dua about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They saw Allah in the dung of the camel. They saw in the footprints of insan. That insan walked here. This is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan, created the camel. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ عَجِيمُ تفسير of Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, haven't you seen the camel, how it has been created? Arabs love camels. So Allah Ta'ala drew the attention. Look at the camel, how Allah Ta'ala made it. So what does it mean? Just read the ayat with tajweed. You go look at the camel. Go look for one camel and see. Ya Allah, what are you speaking about in the camel? What is it in the camel? See, Allah Ta'ala designed the camel. And how it walks on the sand, how he stores the water, Allah Ta'ala's entire system on this Safina to Sahara, the ship of the desert, how it moves, Allah Ta'ala made the hooves, how it sits down, how the camel sits down, Allah has two knees, and how thick the eyelids are, the sandstorm comes also, it's safe. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. And the quality of the camel also, the camel's quality is unlike the elephant. You see, the elephant looks back at how far it has traversed and has traveled, and he gets happy. The camel looks ahead, how much left? Allah says, look at the camel, looks ahead, doesn't look back. Hey, see how far I've come, alhamdulillah. Tap me on the back. You don't know how much more to achieve. The sugar to Allah, I move ahead. Allah says, look at the camel. You learn so many things in the camel. But look at the Quran tafsir, how beautiful. أَفَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Allah tells us, look at the camel. So if the camel is sitting or standing, so you're looking at the camel. Allah tells us, say, look at the camel, you look at the hump also, how it stores the water. Next side, وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Look a little bit higher, you'll see the sky. كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. So the camel already amazed you. Allah says, now look at the sky above that. No pillars, doesn't need painting, doesn't need maintenance, nothing whatsoever. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Thereafter, come down a little bit now. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ. Look at the mountains. So all in tartib. First the camel in front of you, the sequence. They look at the skies, now come to وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ. How Allah Ta'ala made them like pigs, أَوْتَادَ. How they pegged the earth. Allah Ta'ala made them as pigs. If you remove the mountains, and the earth begins to tremble and move and shake, like earthquakes. So Allah Ta'ala put the mountains to keep it مستقر, to keep it firm. It doesn't move. So insan can move on the earth. أَجِيبُ الْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, the earth, we laid it out like carpet for you. So you can walk. And that too on the earth. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, how different parts of the earth you need for your benefit. Some part of the earth is very, very hard, so you can store water. Some is very soft, so you can cultivate. Some is in between, so you can build buildings upon it. So Allah Ta'ala, if all was just now soft sand, like the ocean and the sea, what are you going to build? So Allah Ta'ala made different types of earth to make it easy for you. Different types of ground. So Allah Ta'ala said, look at the camel, look at the sky, they are a little bit higher, then look down a little bit, you'll find the mountains. And look right down at the earth, how Allah Ta'ala made the earth for you. From there you get all your sustenance Allah Ta'ala has made for you. So the eyes also, the dhikr of the eyes. Quran teaches us how. And Hazrat says also, subhanAllah, all these lessons we learned from Hazrat Wa'ala, Allah Ta'ala, keep it with afiyat, sihat and salamat. Hazrat says, the eyes also, who doesn't like to see documentaries? This documentary, that documentary, Allah Ta'ala is saying, look at my documentary also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. This is haqq. الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينَ. This is manifest, open, clear. Leave your ishraq and leave the masjid. And now Allah Ta'ala says, you heard your fajr namaz, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَسَمُ of the sun and its morning and its glow. Now go outside and see the sun. Allah is showing you, you heard it, and here's a physical tarjumal, physical translation. What you heard in namaz, is it outside? This is my documentary. You heard the theory, now see the practical. Who's taking the sun out? There's no insan, no power. Whether they say the sun doesn't set on certain empire, but it sets anyway. Who takes out the sun? There's no button somebody has to press, some astronaut or astronomer. Allah says, I'm doing it. All are helpless. If I don't take it out, بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُرُونَ فِي مَيْ أَتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ. Who's going to bring the night for you to sleep at night? Only Allah. مَلْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Is there any ilah besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala says, I want to take out the sun and leave it there. Who's going to bring the night? If I bring the night and don't take out, bring out the sun in the morning, what are you going to do? You're parashan, the children become restless. You're going to go out, but it's still dark outside. All this I do for you, insan. So at least when you're walking outside, Allah says also, you have a balance in your life. Don't become too humble also, and don't become too pious. Then you become so humble and you go outside, you don't look at the sky, only look down. Yes, it's time to look down, it's time to look up. Now look up at the sky, look at the sky, look at the stars. Allah Ta'ala made the nujum and the stars, لِتَهْتَدُوا. Then you get guidance, you find your directions. The moon, Allah Pak has made the effects of the moon. The moon ripens the fruits, the tides, etc. Moon because of the command of Allah. The moon has an effect on me by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look up a little bit and see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say, but now when it's time to look up, now you're looking down. And then when you come home, now Muzluk has long big tasbih in his hand, 1,000 dinars. 1,000 dinars, he comes home and he knocks, who's there? Open. Open the door, looking at the arsh of Allah. He said, now look at your wife. Just ibadat now. Put tasbih away, look at the wife. read Surah Ikhlas, and read your Durood Sharif, make Salaamu Alaikum. Now the time for everything, dhikr of the eyes, dhikr of the tongue, this time and place. That's why we have to sit by them and you have to learn. You have to learn when to show muhabbat, when to look down, when to look up, and don't look down on anyone, how to look up and find the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of the eyes, the cure for love affairs. What is the cure? This has become so common now. Person doesn't realize also on his love affairs, love of insan, love of dunya, and all these things are coming into our lives, and we still think we are safe. Let us say, we still think, I'm alright. I'm still safe. Look at that person, look at his life. You yourself got cancer, but you're laughing at the one that has a flu. Is there a flu? You got cancer, but you're laughing. Look at him. You looking at him shows how cancerous you are. But I think I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with me. So I don't even know I got the illness and sickness. So the cure for love affairs, if due to the ill fortune of evil glances, one becomes involved in an illicit love affair, one will have to adhere to the following additional factors. Yes, there is help, there is way to come out of it. We have the divine prescriptions from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how to remedy the eyes, to bring the eyes back into the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To begin back into the yad, the remembrance of Allah, from through my eyes I can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those things that are supposed to attack my eyes, my wife, my children, Quran tilawat, Ahlullah, that it cools my heart, it cools my heart. Unlike that person in the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah, and then as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah was there, and then he goes, Hakim Sahib, Hazrat, he saw the nur on the faces of the Indonesian girls. Indonesian girls, so much of nur on their face. Hazrat said, you see the nur on the Baytullah? You saw nur on their faces? Now, in front of Kaabatullah, he's sitting there looking at now the makhluk, making tawaf, he's found nur over there. So you can imagine how dark his heart has become. He's seeing nur now in the wrong place. There's no nur over there. So, how to clean the eyes out? Shouldn't be, as Hazrat says, shouldn't be that the eyes become so dark and so black. So dark and so black. How? One time when Alim said to Hazrat also, that he also complained in a certain school, that the Apa came to complain to the principal, that a certain ustaz there is eyeing her out. He's looking at her, she's sitting very uncomfortable. So he called the ustaz. Marana is telling Hazrat that. So I called that ustaz. I called the ustaz. The Apa was there in the parda also. When he walked in, Hazrat says, Marana says, when the ustaz walked in, already his mouth is half open. His eyes are fixed on her. He said, therefore, look at him. She's looking at me. Take the seven oceans water, won't clean his filthy eyes. Take the seven oceans water, won't clean his filthy eyes. Look at him, how he's looking. He had to dismiss him after that. He can't control his gaze. The poison has gone into the heart. Now we don't realize, even scrolling on the internet, whether all these apps, whether we just, those females are going past, or the women are looking, the male is going past, is affecting iman, affecting iman, affecting. And if you don't feel the effect of iman, then you can understand now how weak the iman is. An example, as it gives also, a person staying in the informal settlement. Doesn't have electricity, there's no lights. So the lights go off in the city, doesn't bother him. I don't have lights anyway. His life is carrying on. But the person who has lights in the city, his lights just go off for 5 seconds. Oh, what are you going to do? Inna lillahi. Already parashani. There's the example of the person with the nur of iman and taqwa, and no nur of iman and taqwa. But there's no nur of iman and taqwa in the heart. So I'll be looking at haram also. No, it doesn't affect me. And I feel proud. That statement means now, I'm so pious, doesn't affect me. But it's on the contrary. The taqwa is gone already. And you feel you are safe. And the person who has taqwa, as Hakim Sahib said, rahmatullah alayh, when the taqwa nur of iman is there, then his heart is like the jeweler's scale. The jeweler's scale. The jeweler's scale, you have seen it how small it is. Right? And is that in kilograms and tons? Is in milligrams or grams. You just put one, even you just blow on it, you'll pick up the weight of your blow also. Hazrat says, the awliya, their hearts are like that. So sensitive. A little bit of haram came, they can't tolerate it. Already the heart is palpitating. Ya Allah, must I lose my nur auf Taqwa, nur auf Iman. And said the general nurses feel okay. Nothing didn't affect us, nothing at all. Didn't feel anything. And they'll say, because your heart will become like old dry wood. Old dry wood. Even you put a peg in there also, nothing for it. It's gone dry. Doesn't have any feeling to it. Doesn't have any feeling to it. So we're going to see whether the nur of iman is there, taqwa is there, and the only one ilaj. The main ilaj and main remedy, Hazrat would say, is the dhikr of Allah. Solely the dhikr, the nur of dhikr. When you say, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people of iman, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Excessively kathira, Mufti Khan Puri says 300 times. 300 times Allah says you made plenty of zikr. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and hymn the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, the whole day with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be the result of this, the dhikr of Allah? Even you take it al-mindfully, take the name of Allah al-mindfully, then to this benefit. Then to this benefit. So make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be the outcome? هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah is the one that will send His special mercies upon you. The dhikr of Allah, that person will be, where I can make the dhikr of Allah? My heart is so filthy and dirty. That's why you make the dhikr of Allah. That is a cleanser for the dirty heart and tongue and eyes. To make the dhikr of Allah. Now I'm sitting so long with the cell phone, there's no time to take the name of Allah. But the time has to be taken out after Fajr, after Asr, in the whole day of Tasbih in our hands. And making the dhikr of Allah, outcome هو الذي يصلي. Allah is saying, Quran Sharif, and making the dhikr of Allah. Remember, there's no clause over here. Dhikr is such a thing, then without wuzu also, even in the condition of janabat, although not advisable, but then too you can make the dhikr of Allah. No time stipulated. Quran doesn't say khushu and khudu, concentration and devotion. Just take the name of Allah. That's it. So simple, so easy. Gunagar banda, simple also. Then to make the dhikr of Allah. And excessively, Allah says, what Allah will do, وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ. يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ means Allah will send salat upon you. Same word you use for salat and salam. Meaning Allah will send a special rahmat upon you. وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ, and his malaika also will invoke Allah's mercy, Allah send your rahmat upon him. He's in your dhikr right now. Subhanallah. People say, where do I start from? Start from the dhikr of Allah. I can't give my namaz right, I can't. Start the dhikr of Allah. One is the dhikr of Allah, we take our time, 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah, whatever we can manage, ask our sheikh, how much I can make. And generally 100 times in the dhikr, the remaining part of the day. So Allah will send rahmat upon you. Malaika are making dua for you. And thereafter, liukhijahum. وَالَّذِي يُسَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ مَلَائِكَ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Subhanallah. Barakat of zikr, Allah says, liukhijakum, Allah will take you out from zulumat, darknesses. All the darkness in the eye, Allah will take you out from it. You don't have to go and fight the darkness. So Allah says, you come in, the room is all dark. Now you take, bring a stick. Chase the darkness away. So, no, you're a fool. You're a fool. You can't chase the darkness away. Shout that. All you do is the switch on. So the eyes is full of darkness. The heart is full of darkness. What am I do? Switch on the switch of zikr. Not the zikr of Allah. Allah says, liukhrijakum, Allah will take you out from zulumat and darknesses, layers of darknesses, ila nur. Towards the nur of the ma'rifat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. The main remedy for this is zikr of Allah. And not just a few days. The whole process. And in there, so many other things will just leave. All the snakes and scorpions of the heart will leave. Now the nur of iman is coming into the heart. Everything will start leaving now. As we mentioned on Monday also, as the Kim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has told us also, that if your backyard is turned into a bush, one of two ways to clean it up. One is to go buy one suit now, waterproof, whatever proof it is, and I buy one lawnmower, started my wasiyat, etc. Right, Saturday afternoon I'm going to this bush, I don't know, I'm coming out alive. Right, here's all the pastors, everything here, assalamu alaikum. Then you can do that. Whether you'll come out alive, whether the snakes, scorpions, lizards, reptiles, you know what's in there, I don't know what's going to happen to me. So that is one way. Or the other way is control fire. Control fire, you call somebody, with a gardener, expert, landscape, or somebody that knows about farming. Got a big bush over here, you know how to handle it, bring some diesel, petrol, whatever it is, paraffin. He said, don't worry, I'll sort it out. You control fire. Just put a little bit here, a little bit there, just put one match. And just stand and let it burn. Then you see all the snakes leaving, all the scorpions going, all the reptiles going, and you're having a field day, you can have it just running away. Before you know it, now by next year you got a nice clean backyard. Now we can put some nice turf and put some rose beds, etc. I'll say in the same way. All is now, I'll sort my life out. I'll make my zikr, I'll do it myself, I'll sort my... And then after a few days, I fell down again, I don't know what happened. So what do you need to control fire? Find a sheikh that has the flame of the love of Allah in his heart. Has the flame of the love of Allah in his heart, and speak to me, I have these darknesses in my life. Come and hold your hand. Now let's just light the fire. Make some start a zikr a little bit also, and light the flame, and you see everything will just leave sooner or later. You see, Ya Allah, I don't know how, I don't have any inclination to the haram anymore. It's just gone. So this is how our mashayikh teach us, how easy it will be now to fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you see, number one, if due to the ill fortune of evil glances, one becomes involved in an illicit love affair, one will have to adhere to the following additional factors. Number one, completely cut off all relations with the lover, that is speaking to her, looking at her, corresponding with her, sitting near to her, or meeting her sometimes. What's even worse, she's working within the same workplace. Now it's impossible for taqwa to come. It's not impossible, it can't happen. Person got involved already, or is inclined towards it, mashaykh, you have to run far away. Run far. Because the nafs won't leave you. It's going to bother you till your last breath. You'll have to stay clear. This is the only way for the person's heart to be mended and to be treated. They're speaking to her, looking at her, corresponding with her, sitting near to her, or meeting her sometimes. Stop all such actions to the extent that even if someone else mentions her, prevent him from doing so. I don't want to hear about her. Won't even talk about her also. Why? The old flame will come again. And what will happen? The person, Magaj is gone. He's gone mad. An example we gave many a times also. Hazrat mentioned to us. And how that one woman makes a mad man so mad. Madly in love with her. Became mad also. A certain person, he went to the hospital, psychiatric hospital, where they have now people there that mentally they're not well, deranged or mentally handicapped, whatever it may be. So he goes there, and the warden takes him, one room, we've got some now, that are in the rooms locked up, we can't let them out, they're a bit dangerous to the others. The first room he goes there, he peeps through the glass, he sees somebody sitting in the corner, he's sitting in the corner there, and he's mumbling something, and he's calling out. So Zakim Sahib mentioned this in his kitab. What he's saying? He's calling his old lover's name, the one he loved. Calling her name, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. He said, what happened to him? He's supposed to marry her. But she didn't marry him. He had a depression. Whole life came out, he's calling her name. So, Inna Lillahi, what? Whole life went like this. Went to the next room, came to that window there, he sees a person, Zakim Sahib mentioned in his kitab, they also sitting there on the bed, and he's making like animal sound. Oh, oh, oh. So what happened to him? He married Shabnam. No, pagal ban gaye. Both of them lost their mind. This is what she'll do to you. Make you mad. And who you lost in the end of the day? I lost Allah. The sweetness of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I lost. So stay far away from the lover of the beloved, that meeting her becomes impossible. In fact, and this we have, understand my brothers, we'll have to try these things. If we don't try, we won't know. So you try one step. Now if I mention this, he said, Manana, but we're working with her. I said, don't speak to her. I'm going to speak to her every day. She's working in the office. Oh, she's working in the back. Or in the account or something like that. Now I've got to speak to her. I can't just go fire her. I'm working in the company. I can't fire myself also. What do I do now? Now don't speak to her. Then don't correspond. Don't look at her also. Now she's sitting next to me. What do I do? Now already what happens in our mind? We close it up. It's pointed for me. Can't work out. We have to make mashwara. In mashwara, what is non-existent, Allah brings it into existence. That's why we have mashwara. Two things. Ittila, ittiba. When we make mashwara, we speak to our shaykh, our ustaz, I'm in a fix right now, that I have to do this. But it's almost impossible. not impossible for Allah. Not impossible for Allah. Allah can do it for you. How it will happen? Allah has a system. Now you got desire to change, Allah will make the means. Whether Allah will promote you now to such an office there in the company that I don't have to work with anybody. My own boss. This on your niyat only. Allah will make it happen. Or they open a different branch. Then you run that now how you want to. Subhanallah, how this happened? I can't even believe it. Allah did it. It's not that I will do it. I got the intention, I put my plans into place. How I'm going to do it. So not even looking at her, corresponding with her also. Now we correspond everything remotely on WhatsApp. How do I do it? How do I do it? They're very simple. Make mashwara. Now she corresponds with me. Now what do I do? Open a group. You and your wife. So everything is above board. Everything is there. Now, but she doesn't like it. Now she doesn't like that my wife. So what you do? You prefer your wife's dislike or her dislike? Now you must start thinking now what I must do. Which one takes preference? So sitting with her next to her or meeting her sometimes, this also become a big bimari. We have luncheons together, coffee together. It's a business meeting. It's a business meeting. So there was one butchery also. They had there on the glass. We love to meet you. Butchery. He said, we love to meet you. M-E-A-T. Now whether he wants to meet her, W-E-A. So he must understand, but it's not for me this. This is not for me. Allah says now, not all meat is halal. Halal is halal, haram is haram. So you can't, even that is halal also, to make it halal every day too. There's time for everything. Otherwise, the nafs gets spoiled. So this also we have to make mashwara, that how do I do it? Now recently there was one also, where a youngster got involved, and what do I do now? We're working together. I got a certain responsibility and she's my assistant. What to do? Allah's fazal, but the next morning she came to work and she resigned. Overnight she resigned free. How Allah did it? Overnight it happened. That the woman resigned and he was free. Nafs got freedom now. Alhamdulillah. I'm free from these chains of this illicit relationship. So meeting her becomes impossible also. So stay so far away from the lover or the beloved that meeting her becomes impossible. In fact, even by mistake, there must remain no possibility of your gaze falling upon her. In short, all relations should be completely severed. Completely block every avenue. And yes, sometimes it will come through, but Allah sees now which way you weigh. Remember, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect. Nobody else. But we have put everything in place. And then Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says, we have to put up the boundary wall, 2 meter high, 3 meter high. And it's also ma'kul and logical that it's a dangerous area. So accordingly, now I put that high wall. We're staying at the ocean, on the coast, and the water is coming to your property. Accordingly, now how thick you're going to put that wall, put a dike, waterproofing. Understandable. So this literally is called taqwa also. He's preventing himself from getting into trouble. That is taqwa. Living in the Kruger National Park somewhere near there, the animals, he puts up a big fence. Why the animals there? It only makes sense. So literally, in Sharia, this is called taqwa. This person is muttaqi. Right? That he places something between him. Taqwa means to place something between you and that which you fear, you place a barrier. Taqatan taqika minhu. That you place between you and between that which you ma takhafu minhu tuqatan, is a barrier that saves you from the harm of that. You say you muttaqi. Very a big muttaqi. What a big wall you put there. So in the same way also, that which is going to deter me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that big wall of taqwa I'm going to put there also. So I can save myself completely. And if I can't, subhanallah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, do what is within your capacity. Do what is within your capacity and who will save you? Allah. So adopt taqwa to save yourself from the fire of Jahannam to the best of your capacity. To the extent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَاتَّقُنَّا وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَى. Fear and save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if maybe that you give a piece of khajur in sadqa. Even the piece of khajur will become your barrier from the fire of Jahannam. Piece of khajur also. I can't give so much and give one, not the whole khajur too. I give the piece of the khajur. Half a packet, half one cake I gave him. That can buy you a jannat also. That will be your taqwa and your wall, your barrier from falling into the fire of Jahannam. So whatever I can do to save myself, certainly Allah will save me. Allah can give us understanding, inshallah. Bilal will take bi'ah, to take his bi'ah first, then the second, inshallah. What do you have? I'll do the khutbah. Let me repeat the words. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تبارك وتعالى إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم ومن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الله أمين توبة from كفر from شرك from نفاق hypocrisy from بدعات innovations from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya, and being unmindful of the akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires, and being unmindful of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times salah or jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If Hajj becomes compulsory, to perform Hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila, the chain of the Chistiyya, the Naqshbandiyya, the Qadiriyya, and the Suharwardiyya. O Allah, through the barakat of all the buzurgs, of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'ah. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatun nasuha, sincere tawbah. Grant me maut on imani kamil, on perfect iman, and kalima shahada, wa afiyat, salamat, and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Amen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه، الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 جل جلاله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، وكريم رحيم الله. يا الله purify our eyes, purify our hearts, purify our limbs, oh my Allah. Grant us your dard, your deen, grant us your muhabbat and your ma'rifat. Ya Allah save us from your disobedience, oh my Allah. Ya Allah keep us in your obedience every second of our life. Ya Allah, keep us in your dhikr, O my Allah. Give us laddat ya dhikr, O my Allah. The sweetness of taking a beautiful name. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, love, Ya Allah, for the sunnah. Ya Allah, amal upon every sunnah. Knowledge of every sunnah. Accept us for the khidmat of sunnah. Give us sukoon in the sunnah. Give us the beauty of sunnah. The sweetness of sunnah, O Kareem, Rahimullah. Give us simplicity in our lives. Give us a life of bliss, of pleasure, of muhabbat, of understanding, of qana'at. Ya Allah, give us life, Ya Allah, contentment, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us musalli, make our children musallis, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat, into entire humanity hidayat, except all the khidmat that are taking place in the world, all those khidmat that you love, O my Allah. Give us a share in it, Ya Allah, accept us over and over again. Ya Allah, give us iman kamil, give us islahi kamil. Ya Allah, accept us moving apart with the figure of deen. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وكريم رحيم الله، grant يا الله شفاء عاجل كامل مستمر to all that are ailing and sick. Oh my Allah, grant them شفاء and good health. يا الله وحضرت على يا الله والشيخ and all our أساتذة and our parents, that all those that are sick and pain, يا الله relieve them, give them good health, عافية صحة وسلامة. وكريم رحيم الله, all in debts, يا الله remove these debts. Oh my Allah, save us some riba, save us from the banks, give them to halal sustenance. Oh my Allah, save us some haram. Oh كريم رحيم الله, all those, oh my Allah, that wish to get married, oh my Allah, ya Allah, provide for the suitable spouses, oh my Allah, ya Allah, grant them all deeni homes, ya Allah, and that's the best of both the worlds, oh كريم رحيم الله. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.
سبحان الله الحمد لله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.